mobile phones, laptops, tablets, and everything in between. This is Sean and Sean, and you're listening to the Silicon Theory Podcast.
We're now about a week out from the September 10th Apple event, usually held to introduce the new models of the iPhone. But there might be more to it this year. I'm Sean from Silicon Theory, and before I get to the latest rumors on what to expect from Apple's fall announcements, here's a quick word from our sponsor. All rumors point to Apple introducing two new updated OLED panel devices and one LCD panel device. But unlike in years past, they may want to make the iPhone more attractive as a value brand and align with other hardware naming strategies, meaning the base model could be the iPhone 11 and the upsell models could be the iPhone 11 Pro and Pro Max. This theory was first floated by Rene Ritchie from the Vector YouTube channel and iMore. The higher-end models are rumored to include a triple camera assembly, a la the Note 10 Plus, and that could mean some really fun things for mobile photography. Or it could just be a refresh of the XS and XR models and we call it a day. Also, probably no move to USB-C, even though the Pro models of the newest iPads and MacBook use it, so we're stuck with Lightning for at least one more year. Either way, sounds like there isn't a ton to get excited about from the latest iPhones this year. For the Apple Watch Series 5, probably not a ton new here, but there could be a few surprises. We may see new materials in the form of titanium and ceramic, and we could also see a few more whimsical colors to go along with it. Also, the latest rumors floating around seem to indicate that watchOS 6 will in fact be bringing native sleep tracking, and it could be backwards compatible with the Apple Watch Series 4 devices too. I know not a lot of people are into wearing their Apple Watch to bed, but I am one of those people, and I think it's great. I've been using another app up until now to track my sleep habits, and I'd much prefer a native solution. So here's to hoping Apple's got one trick up their sleeve, or up their sheets, instead. As for iOS updates, you've probably seen or heard about the iOS 13 beta software that's been floating around, and I've been using it on both my iPhone and my iPad for a while now. And let me tell you, I'm starting to get worried. While I've really enjoyed iPadOS on my 2017 iPad Pro, the iPhone version of this software has been getting progressively worse in each release. Now, don't get me wrong, I love a good dark mode, but email notifications have been broken for a while now, and apps crash way more than they should. And yes, I get it. It's beta software, and it's supposed to be buggy. But I certainly hope for more polish when it comes time for Apple to drop the latest version of their phone operating system. As for the iPad, I'm very much looking forward to the official iPad OS 13 release. It's such a huge leap forward in terms of making the iPad an actual productivity device, it's not even funny. It's about time the software caught up with the impressive hardware capabilities of the iPad Pro line. I think Apple will sell a lot more iPads in the coming quarters, since with a keyboard, you can almost, just about, but not quite replace a MacBook with it. And speaking of the MacBook, rumor is there will be a new ultra-high-end 16-inch MacBook Pro that will be the first to receive a newly designed keyboard that steps away from the failed butterfly keyboard experiment of years past. I'd pour out a little liquor for the old keyboard, but it was so horrific I don't think anyone will miss it. Certainly not those who had to suffer the typing and spelling issues that, while maybe not appearing in large numbers, certainly gained a high profile. With slimmed-down bezels, maybe even Face ID, this new MacBook Pro is sure to delight lovers of Apple laptops. Except those that just bought one of the old ones recently, of course. I think that's all the rumors I've seen, but if you think I missed something, let me know. Call into the station if you're listening on anchor.fm, or message me on social media. We are at Silicon Theory on Instagram and Twitter, or send me an email to sean@silicontheory.com. That's S-H-A-W-N @silicontheory.com. Thanks for listening to the show, and if you enjoyed it, please rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts or tell a friend to check out the show. It really helps us. And remember, we will talk tech again soon.